Body down! Put!
All Packers, all the time.
It feels too easy. It feels too neat. It feels too not enough conflict-y.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. And by the Bridgewater Modern Grill, nestled in the heart of Milwaukee's emerging harbor district. Enjoy a specialty crafted menu centered around a custom oak-fed grill.
He is our friend, he is our teammate, he is Jason Wilde, joining us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, so here's the problem, Jason. You did...
Already?
You did a tremendous job when you joined us earlier this week, and when Chewy asked how many wins, you know, if you were setting an over-under line for the Packers, where would you set it? And you said 5.5. We agreed, we thought that was a fantastic number, brought that topic back yesterday. And there were a number of people online that were, shockingly, right, people mad online, upset with me and Chew for thinking that they were going to win less than 5.5 games. So I just feel like I need to relay their anger to you, since you were the one who set the line there and therefore got really more me in trouble. Nobody gets mad at Chewy online. I just kind of get it all. But, you know, the people that were mad at me and Chewy.
I love social media. First of all, I set the line at 5.5, and then I would have gone over. I would have said 6.
Well, yeah, I mean, we didn't drag you down yesterday. I mean, so, but you set it at 5.5. It was a good number, and Chewy and I both took the under.
I'm fine. I don't care if you drag me down or not. I just, here's the thing that I don't, and I've seen this. Like, I had some guy call me elitist for saying that the only cheese curds that I've ever really liked were the ones at the Horse and Plow.
Oh, those
are good, though.
Right? And
yeah.
So, look, I'm not elitist. First of all, if you don't really like cheese curds generally, how often are you going to order them to find other good cheese curds? But
second of all, if you think Jason's elitist, have you seen the way he dresses? Dude lives in basketball shorts.
Respect, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, like, dude, I'm not ripping you, Jason. I'm just saying I don't think too many elitists are walking around in hoodies and basketball shorts.
I mean, am I elitist enough that I've never been to Rot Hot? What was the new tag?
The Mike Trout of hot dogs.
Yes, the overrated. Never been to the hot dog postseason, even though he has. So here's the thing: like, how do you, in good conscience, if you're a Packers fan, I'm not rooting for them to suck. I'm certainly not rooting. And look, again, there are people that do my job, especially on the writing side, who root against the team. Newsflash: they don't like. There's plenty of guys that have covered this team that hated the quarterback. I'm not doing that. I certainly am not hoping that they go. I do not want to cover a 3-14 season. Now, do I cheer for them to win the Super Bowl every year that I cover them? No, I don't do that either. But the bottom line is they have allowed 4 starters, marginal though you may think they be, to walk out the door already in free agency. They added a special team safety. And as Rob Domofsky pointed out yesterday, a long snapper whose contract doesn't even indicate that they signed him to be the guy. They signed him to compete with Jack Coco. And so that's your free agency right now. Your starting safety remains unsigned. I don't know if they want him, afford him, whatever they're going to do with Adrian Amos. Their veteran kicker remains unsigned. Are they going to bring him back? Is he going to end up reunited like Peaches and Herb with Mike McCarthy down in Dallas? I don't know what's going to happen with Mason Crosby. They're trading away sooner or later one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history and, by his own statement, arguably the greatest player in franchise history. They are, in my opinion, again, I don't care what they get for Rodgers. Whatever they get, I'm going to insert it in my pre-written story about him being traded, but I don't think they're getting a first-round pick for him. Based on talking to actual NFL GMs or former GMs who have insight into the trade process. So all those things, you put those together, where exactly do you want the line for over-under for wins as a Packers fan? You want me to put it at 10? Great, I'll put it at 10. Let's put it at 9.5. And then we'll all bet the under, and we'll all clean up.
Well, that so,
again, so who are you angry at?
That's what I'm saying. And all I think me and Gabe were trying to do, that's why we asked you this, is to prepare them for the bottom. We don't know what the bottom's going to be, but we think this is going to be the bottom. In a rebuild, you have to hit the bottom and then start building yourself up. So we're just saying brace yourself for maybe not so great a season. So, Jason, we're going to follow this poll up because it was so lopsided with, is there a better chance that the Packers win 8 games? We were going to say, or 2. Maybe we should go with 3. And you don't have to answer it, but we're just trying to brace them for, like, you're not going 13-4. You're not making the playoffs. That is fine. Let's start going in the right direction here.
Yeah, I'll answer it just because apparently it'll get people mad at you guys, which is perfect. So it's also important to remember, look how good Aaron Rodgers turned out to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were 13-3 and were a Brett Favre interception away from the bowl the year before Rodgers took over. They had a complete quagmire of a transfer of power at the quarterback position, which is still possible this time around, by the way. And they went 6-10. They went 1-7 in games decided by one score. There's the possibility that they won't suck that badly and their record will still suck. So, again, I agree with you. It's great that you're trying to, some might say, inoculate or immunize fans so they're prepared for the disappointment that could be around the corner. That doesn't mean that it'll stay that way. Look, Jordan Love's going to get 2 years. They're going to give him the fifth-year option. He's going to have 23-24 to show that he's worth a damn. And if he does, great. And if he doesn't, then we will start the process of, all right, who's the next quarterback? And shortly thereafter, possibly, who's the next coach and who's the next GM? We are on the precipice of uncertainty. That is where we are. None of us knows for sure. But if you have been around the league as a writer, as a player, as a both local and national radio host like Gabe, you understand the machinations of a team in rebuilding mode. And that's what they are, whether you like it or not. And so I think, you know, we like to, anytime somebody actually mentions that they did something, Tausch sarcastically likes to tell them, thank you for your service. So for you guys, thank you for your service for trying to let people know that this is what the Packers could be up against. And look, again, none of us, you guys know I don't root for the team, but I think about all these other writers who have spent their careers covering teams that, I mean, I think of Joe Thomas, who never went to the playoffs in a first ballot Hall of Fame career. He played 10 plus years in the league. Like the Jets, who are trying to acquire Aaron Rodgers, we talk around here about how, God, they haven't won a Super Bowl since 2010. The Jets haven't been to the flippin' playoffs since 2010. Same distance between Packers Super Bowl title and Jets playoff berth. So I do think that there is a portion of the fan base, and I get in trouble every time I say this, that they need to hear the be careful what you wish for line, because they're just so eager to run Rodgers out of town on a rail. And I'm not saying that it's not the right decision at this point. It seems like they've got irreconcilable differences and it's time to move on for both parties. But Jordan Love is most likely going to fall somewhere between not being drafted at all and being a maybe go to a Pro Bowl at some point in his career quarterback. So just be prepared for what this is going to look like. And that includes having your over-under for wins set at 5.5, And if you want to bet the over, look, I'll say this, and I know I'm rambling, so I'll stop. But I went into the 2019 season saying that I believe with this roster and with Rodgers, you know, you want to say rejuvenated after the way things went with McCarthy at the end, I predicted that they would go to the playoffs. I predicted that Matt LaFleur would be the first coach in Packers history to go to the playoffs. I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. My point is that I think we call them like we see them around here. And did I see them going 13-3 and reaching the NFC championship game? Hell no. But that's what I expected, was them to be a playoff team in LaFleur's first year. What I am expecting from 2023 are a lot of growing pains and a lot of losses. And if you want somebody to paint sunshine, rainbows, puppy dogs, and ice cream for you for the upcoming season, I'm sure that there is someone in the blogosphere who's going to tell you that they're going to go 14-3 and Jordan Love is going to throw for 6,000 yards. That's just not what we're going to do here.
No. Jason, does yesterday's Jets trade tell us anything?
It tells us that Elijah Moore won't be part of any trade to send him to the Packers. And I think it tells you that maybe they're marshaling some resources to get creative on putting together a package that Goody will remove his dug-in heels from the sandy beaches of Lake Michigan up here and maybe accept a trade that doesn't include a first-round pick. Yes. Now, again, I don't, you know, you got to clear space in that wide receiver room, you know, because you're bringing in, you already got Lazard. You're going to be bringing in Randall Cobb soon. I mean, who knows? Jake Kumerow could be next. So I don't know if it moves the needle a ton or moves the needle as much as those of us that would like to see this resolved sooner rather than later. I don't know if it does that much. But certainly that's a breadcrumb that I certainly would follow into thinking, okay, this is at least a step toward maybe this getting resolved in the stalemate ending.
Jason, can you change a flat tire?
Absolutely not. I have AAA.
All right. Okay.
Wait a minute. I know we're killing Ben Brust for this.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Especially, and look, not all of us have the experience of having our vehicle stolen 3 times, thankfully.
Hold on that thought for a second, Jason, then you can, I'll follow up on that in a second.
But I would just say this, there are people that are professional at doing that, and I'm not so terrified about doing it wrong as I am of getting run over on the side of the road. So I know Ben was changing the tire in the ensconced in the safety of what looked like a parking garage. I might give it a whirl under those circumstances, but if I'm on like the side of the road on I-94, no, thank you. I don't want to risk it.
All right. So since you brought it up, Jason, I'll ask this follow-up. If your car was stolen 3 times, would you appear on a local news station to talk about it?
Absolutely. And I'd be wearing my rock top.
Yes, you choked.
Starter to get some free advertising out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ashton did one of those things and then choked on the other. Like
it's not fair to say that I choked on it. I didn't have enough time to go gather my materials to do that.
You said you had two and a half hours.
I have a job. I got to do stuff.
No, you don't.
It's not. Whatever stuff you had to do wasn't as important as putting on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy hoodie, the Rotz Hots hat, and becoming a walking billboard on local news.
It's hard to argue that. I will be honest. However, no.
aren't you in some? You got some highfalutin title now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but Brian's gone this week. Brian is the assistant program director. I'm the executive producer, so I got to kind of assume some of his day to day roles. Not really. I haven't really done anything extra, for being honest, between you and me.
Hey, you're a boss. You could have said, "Hey, I got to leave for a little while. I'll be back." You go get your Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sweatshirt. You get your rot. Is it one of those hats like that guy that makes the foam hats at Lambeau Field? Like there's the one guy he's made like the fence painter, and it's like big wide. Like is your rot top hat like a hot dog?
That's a good idea though. It's not, but that's a good idea.
I would think as an executive, you could tell an intern, "Hey, I got a flat here. Hook me up."
We did have interns in the building yesterday,
right?
You would think.
Be careful with it. can't be forcing them to do things. There's
that
like
wasn't. It's not forcing. It was more helping.
Uh-huh.
Let's call it that.
Well, it's been nice having you as the executive producer. I look forward to your new role when you've been demoted.
Thank you.
Jason, we appreciate the time. Look forward to Wilde and Tausch today with the cousin sub of the day, Brad Nortman, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah, we've really upgraded the subs throughout the week since Monday and Tuesday.
I would firmly agree, especially your cousin sub tomorrow. I'm really excited for tomorrow, Jason.
Just a promo, since people that own hot dog trucks fail to do so when they're on television. Gabe was awesome on Monday and Tuesday. We had Brian Balaga, Iowa, as a cousin sub yesterday. We've got Brad Nortman today. And tomorrow we have soon-to-be Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Thomas as our cousin.
Nice.
Talk to you tomorrow, Jason.
Take care. All right, boys.